middle of Hilchos Shabbos, the middle of Siman Shin Yud Zayin, ending off the halachas of kosher and meganata and making a bow on Shabbos. Siv Dal, this is on the bottom of Daf Kuf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. Kosher and Dli, one could knot a bucket, b'mishicha of avnit, to tie it with a belt or a string. V'chayetze boy, it was ketimim beis amud similar, avalei b'chabal banah with a rope. By the middle, when we say this, but loy makvum b'bar regarding the pitchers that are stationary there, are kept there in the pit. Avad loy shalom, but our bucket in makvum b'bar that don't stay there in the pit, in a kashal kima, that's not considered as a permanent knot. Says the mishpura sipkot l'chavav d'li v'chulu, one could tie a bucket. Sibza Ari, this paragraph is talking about kishakosh d'li l'be'er, when you're tying the bucket to the well. She elisha b'mayim that it should be there to draw the water. For then same thing as kishanibzik chavel, when the rope tears, shalat liguva that's on the bucket itself, the mshich of avni mutter, that with a string or with a belt is permitted to bechevel also, but with a rope it's forbidden. Imloy baniva, unless you're doing with a bow, ukvikame like we see later on. The filim yakshal the kosher shom, even if he thinks to tie it over there, rakle v'yishah, just temporarily, kamkinah says also forbidden, as the shayat seen, Oyez Yizayin said, look at the bi'aloch at the beginning of the simon that we explained, that a kesher, a knot that norm is to last, his thought to untie it will not be effective to permit it. Sivakon chabazayin. So you're allowed to tie it b'mashicha b'avnei duhu chashav, which there are significant things. I'm not going to keep it over there. Therefore, by default, it's a impermanent, a non-permanent knot. But regarding a rope, even the rope of a weaver, duhu chashav, which is significant, gamkin aser, it's still forbidden. Because you're not to have the amah, the inu chashav, where we make a decree because of a regular rope that's not significant. But darkin levat l'sham, and the regular rope you'll keep over there. But have a shell kiyam, and then a bishol kiyam, and that'll be a problem. Sivkon chavchas. But we said regarding our buckets, shein kavuim, which are not permanent in the bar, which someone means to say is v'asalachs v'litlas v'limisham, and anyway you're going to end up taking the bucket away from there. That's not a kesher shakyama. Vayim be'alacha le'kedir be'alacha de'maschel she'enam. Sif hey, aniva, a bow. Mutter is permitted to make the love kesher, that's not considered as a knot. Hagar sedra ma. The film also kesher echlamate, even if you make one knot on the bottom. No yimahetur, the custom is to treat it as permitted, that's the augur. Sifkan chavtes is mishbur nogim heter because ochem nachrin right hadin nogim heter this that the custom is to permit bekesha echelamata with one knot on the bottom hainu davka that specifically kshas lahatu b'yem when it's made to untie that same day umishum and because the adiyah aniva gabe kesha because a bow on top of a knot adain in the nicker my sumin that's not considered it's not called a act of a craftsman avolim hilu kiyama al izizman but if it's meant to last for a certain amount of time kriim belulav like by a lulav ukoyitz by something like that also lasu kesha lamata you now make a knot on the bottom. And a bow on top. And a just a bow. But a shayla lasa shtei anivas. Now you're allowed to make a double bow. Zagav zeh one on top of the other. V'chin yishlenik. And that's also how a person should conduct himself. Sivav. Koshim chevel b'fnei apari. One could tie a rope in front of a cow. B'shul shalei tetzah that does not leave. V'fil b'shnei roshi apesach. Even by the two ends of the opening. V'lo yichashinim. We're not concerned that shemi yata resha echad. You might come to untie one side. V'yitzei in the derech shemi. You're going to let it go through there. V'yinech resha shen nekoshim. Leave the second end tied. Because we presume that you untie both of them. But it's not going to be a permanent knot. But then the same thing is, you also allowed to tie two ropes, one on top of the other. We don't say, oh, you'll just keep one there. Because sometimes you'll untie this one, sometimes this one. But you're right, if he has a mind to keep one over there, then also that would be forbidden. Siv Zayin. Matatlin Chevel Shalgardi. One could move a rope of Pirish Oirig of a weaver, Lakasha Be'evis Ubapara, to tie it to a trough and to a cow. But Lich Hashem, when I consider Chemiyat to Risha Echad, you might untie one end, Vinich Risha Shinikayim, you can leave the second one knotted and permanent. But a regular rope, Loy, that you cannot do. Finally, when we say this is Lakasha Be'evis Ubapara, to tie it onto a trough and a cow. I'm Hoy Kasha Be'evis, but it was tied onto the trough, right? Lakasha Be'evis, now you want to tie the under end to the cow. I'm Hoy Kasha Be'evis, over tied onto the cow, right? Lakasha Be'evis, you want to tie it to the trough, mutabu kol chevel, that's permitted by all ropes. This is the Mishpah Kot Lamed Aleph, that you can move a rope, shalgardi, and that is v'lo gezin al techevel damon. Now we don't decree, oh, because you might come to do that with a regular rope, kamesh kos v'sivdal, like we said in Sivdal, the hachem b'par, because hit by a cow, afil chevel damon l'shchich tehishol kemi, even a regular rope is not really a common that it should be permanent, definitely, therefore we permit it when it's that of a weaver's rope. Sivkal lamed beis, v'lo chashin v'chul, and we're not concerned that you can just untie one end and leave the other end tied. Because the chevel de gardi, chashim, the rope of a weaver is significant. But you're not going to leave it over there. So we've got lama gimel, but chevel de amalai. But a regular rope, you're right, you cannot do that. Because you might leave one end tied. But it's not because it's mukta, the stomach is bebayis, because regular rope in the house, mukhnu latashmish is prepared for utility. That's the El Yab, the name of the Tesefta. But if it was tied on to one of them, and now you want to tie on to the other one of them, so that's mukta b'chol chabal, that's permitted by all ropes. Because the stomach, because presumably the knot that was already there, manichli is kasha, that one you leave tied, matreshashini, and you untie the second one, which therefore won't be permanent, says the Bach. Now, kol kasha, every knot that shel pa'amim nimlach, that at times one changes his mind, b'vat l'sham l'olam, and he does keep it there forever, even though at the beginning of when he made it was not to leave it there, also the rabban is rabbinically forbidden. Therefore, it's forbidden to tie the straps of the pants, shel pa'amim nimlach, where at times a person changes his mind, b'vat l'sham l'olam, and he keeps it there forever, actually a baller until it's worn out. What we wrote regarding this. Animal food, not on Shabbos. That doesn't apply a permanent knot. That's specifically by a moist reed or something like that. That when it gets dry, it's going to come undone. But straw, something like that. Or palm frond leaves, which does not come undone. The dinik determine has a lot like straw. I'm big Gemara, copy base, the Kufnan Zen, and base, and Shemirashi. Find by Allah, the Matzchani, the Matzchani, and say we wrote regarding this. Hapais Chabam, someone that weaves ropes, Chai Misham Kaisha, meaning he makes threads of the, he threads the rope, he's Chai Misham Kaisha for knotting, but my friend, if you separate the rope, Vein Macham Lakalkan is not intending to destroy, Chai Misham Mata, says Ram, then is liable for untying the knot. Here, Allah, the Matzchal, Avaloy Bechavel, that you could tie a bucket with a belt, let's say, but not with a robe. So the Be'er Halacha says that he picked stam a robe to instruct us that even a chevel de gardi, that even a weaver's robe would be forbidden. Like the Rabban Rabbi Yehuda, Megmar, Daf Kopi Gimel, and that's how the Rambam paskins. Says, I saw in the Sefer El Rabbi that writes in Sefer Trumi Paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. He says, I didn't find about anything, and also Mordechai, there's no clear proof regarding this. In the Maskosh in Kabuim, which the Mishbur he referenced, look at the Magid Ram that he quotes in the name of the Taisis, that it's not meant to stay there for a long period of time. So it sounds like, according to this, that according to the Kolba that's brought in previously in Sefalf and the Hagon, the Ramah, that more than one day it's considered Shalkiyama a little bit, and therefore it's also like a Tchila, here also would be forbidden. However, Lamaisa, says the Berlach, one does not have to be stringent regarding this, because this wording is quoted also in many Rishonim, and they all agree regarding this, and from this is a great support to Bilin in a situation that's necessary, that even more than one day would not be considered Shalkiyama at all yet. Different maskel aniva mutter. The Mechaber said that to tie a bow is permitted because it's not kasher. So what it means to say is that even if you tie it very tight, and he has in mind that it should stay for a long time, it's also okay. Now, parenthetically, so the Be'er Halacha, I'll explain also one halacha that I saw in the Rambam and according to Mishnah Berurah regarding making a knot from animal food. The Rambam's word is whatever is fit for animal food, you're allowed to tie it on Shabbos, and therefore, if a person's shoelace tore in a carmelis, rabbinically prohibited area, you take a soft reed that fit for animal food, and you tie it on and you make a knot. That's his words. Now, the question is, Chari, he contradicts himself. Because later on, Halacha Vav, he writes that it's permitted to tie a knot that's not permanent for Dvar Mitzvah. And the source of Halacha, the writes of Rav Magid, it comes from the Gemara Shabbos, the Kopenon Zayin. The Gemara says over there that from their words we learn that you could stop up, you could plug up, and you could measure, and you could tie on Shabbos and not. There it's brought that that kashrus mekida, you could tie with a reed. And look over there, Rashi. The intention is a moist reed. And that's the case according to the Rambam, that there's no name of kesher on it at all, like we mentioned. But that's the case. What are you being a riot? You're allowed to make a kesher shen shel kibbutz b'deraisa, which according to the Rambam, that's even the maisa umin, the far dvar mitzvah, if there was no kesher, because it's animal food, it's a moist reed. So by default, you have to say that the Rambam holds not like Rashi. Rather, the story was with a dry reed, which is not fit for animal food. And therefore, he holds that by a moist reed, that there is a kesher at least midrabanan, where you're doing a maisa uman. And it's possible also that there's even issa deraisa, where you're doing it, that it's a kesher shakayama. And according to Rashi, that he writes that the story was a gemilach, that's fit for Michael Behemoth, possibly that he holds in truth that there wasn't any there kesher at all based on halach.
even Kesher de Rabbanan, like Rashi explains that he's not mavatlit, and this that it says afterwards that midavrim lamanu shakoresh b'shabbes. That's in the ikar halacha that the kesher that's not shel kayama at all is mutlak gitchila, and it's not talking about a kesher that's kayama a little bit. That's generally asum d'rabbanan, and to permit over here because it's tarech mitzvah, and that's how it's inclined to Beis Meir according to Rashi, as I wrote in his name in the Mishnah Berurah. Now, according to what we explained, we answered according to the Rambam, it's very difficult. The words of Chai Adam that he begins in Sif Ches, the words of the Rambam, and he concludes his words with Shitas Rashi. Against the mission of Chadal, Tzavdal, and the Ramah, that it's obvious that also by Meichel Behema there is Kosher Mata, and that's what sounds like from the words of Rashi and Shabbos Kavna Zayin Lebeis. That's what sounds like also the pin of the Ramah that's brought in the Kesem Mishnah. We'll look over there. Some of the Dirshus. Dirshu number 36. Regarding tying a Sefer Torah after that it was read from a Mincha Shabbos, or after they read from a Shachas, when they don't usually read from it by Mincha, Mincha Shabbos, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch writes that not to tie it through a bow that's on top of a knot. That's also been of Rav Scheinberg and then this Karelz. And Shubas Marashagi writes that even though you can be Lam Schus on those who tie the Sefer Torah with a bow on top of a knot, however, like Kitzchilah, one should be stringent not to tie in such a way, rather to stick the two edges of the belt into the you're wrapping. Now then, the Ketzisa Shulchan writes that one could be Melamed Schos on the Minig Olam to be lean regarding this because rolling is a Betairah, which is a Kesher Shal Mitzah. And for Tzarech Mitzah, the Shulchan Aruch passes above that you're allowed to tie a rabbinically prohibited knot. Shlomo Zalman holds that the Minig is to be lenient because in a situation that's necessary, the Be'al Lacha writes in Sevdal that you could be lenient like those who hold that any knot that's not meant to last a week is not us even Rabbanan. That's also been of Rabbi Yashiv. And look at Archa Shabbos that he writes many reasons to be Lindberg on this. Now, regarding those who say it's forbidden to tie a Sefer Torah with a bow on top of a knot, Ketzisa Shulchan writes not to do this even on Thursday because they're going to have to untie it on Shabbos. Mishka Elz adds on that even that according to this opinion, that like a Tchil went to read on Shabbos in the Sefer that was not tied with a bow on top of a knot, however, if they really took out the Sefer or a community that doesn't have but just one Sefer Torah that's tied in such a way, one could be lenient to permit it. To untie it, look at that he combines many reasons for this. There's number 37 regarding a knotting a bow that's made for beauty on one's neck. If the knotting is made in a way that when you take out one edge of the bow from the knot, the whole knot comes undone by pulling the other end, Shlomo Zalman holds that one has to qualify this as a knot, like a bow on top of a knot, and therefore one should not do this only if he has in mind to undo it within a 24-hour period. I mean, Ms. Grell holds that even if the bow is tight, you let a knot it and to undo it, and even though it's not meant to untie only after a long period of time. However, if he's making this knot one time and it's just like that, then maybe that should be forbidden because of Misak and Mana. This happens with a tie. Knotting a bow that's made in a way that's not undone only by undoing the parts of the knot, the threading of the knot, Rav Shlomo Zalman holds that one has qualified that as what's called the Kesher Echad Shevereish Chut, that Rambam was machman set off to judge as a Ma'aseh Umin, and therefore it's forbidden to not tie on Shabbos, even if you have in mind to undo it that day. By the way, if you tied it on when it was during the daytime, then you could extend that the edge of the bow to narrow it or to widen it. That's also a pin of Riyash Shemini if it was done from before Shabbos. So to Dirshah 38, when you have one knot without a bow on top of it, the Shulchan Aruch Rav writes that it's not called a kesher at all, and you're allowed to make it, even if it's meant to stay like that forever. Someone makes on Shabbos one knot, and his friend comes and adds a second knot on top of that, so that it should stay forever. And this girl tells that only the second one's chayiv. According to Rashi and the Rosh, the Mishnah Berurah brings in the Zekdama to the Siman that a kesher kareem is chayiv, even when it's not in my soban. According to Rav Rambam, the liability would depend on what the Rambam is not sure about in Sefalf, if every double knot, one on top of the other, is considered a ma'aseh umen. Someone makes one kesher in the way that it stands on its own, it's not undone. For example, let's say he makes one knot with metal threads. Shlomo Zalman holds that his chayv, Ms. Grelz is not sure about this. Regarding knotting many things together through a plastic string that's called izukanim, Ms. Grelz holds that you don't have by holding things together through this string, it's not a problem of kosher because you don't have kosher with one thing and another, rather just holding them together as one. And he adds on that also by connecting the two edges of the plastic, there's no problem about kosher. However, there are situations that there would be a problem about baina. None of Rebozna holds that by attaching them through this ozikinim, there is a problem about kosher. Look at Rav Yashiv regarding if through like if it's pressed together, that you cannot remove it. To wrap on Shabbos, many things with a string, and afterwards to stick the edge of the string into the what you wrapped around, so that through that it should be very tight. Mal writes later on, Simto Fresh and Alf, regarding bundling three minim, that you're allowed to do that on Yom Tov, to make it one knot, and then afterwards to wrap the end of the knot, to stick it into the knot so that it doesn't come apart. Mishabur writes that it's forbidden because that's like knotting a knot on top of a knot. Tradition number 40, to tie a dry reed. Tribushi Belegri writes that according to the Chayyadim, for sure it's mutter, where according to him, the reason why it's permitted to tie a moist reed is not because they're giving it to Michael Behema, like it sounds like the Lashon HaRambam, that's because it's going to end up drying up and falling apart. If that's the case, for sure you'll have to tie and to untie a reed that's dry already from before. But he adds on that according to the Chayyadim, by animal food that's not end up to getting, falling apart and drying up, would that be forbidden to tie on Shabbos. Now regarding tying stitches in a sick person's body, that dissolves at a later point in time. And this girl is inclined, the lechayah would be considered a keshrak yama, because it doesn't dissolve only after that you don't need anymore, and therefore one should not do this only in the situation of kuch nefesh, that you have to be concerned regarding this, even regarding baina and taifer. He explains that this is not similar to a moist reed, that since it's going to end up drying up and falling apart, it's not considered like keshrak yama, because the reed falls apart because of its dryness, in contrast to the kaj, what you're knotting, which is a staple a long time, which is not the case by the chutat fear that dissolve, because they're made in a way that they should stay as long as you need them. That's considered like a stitching with something that lasts. On the Issa Teifer, by making stitches in the person's body, that we discussed later on Simon Shem Mem Sipkat Chabzayin. Dish of 41, the Mishnah Berurah that said if you thread rope together, the Chayv for Kaitcher, this is all by thick rope, but by thin strings, Primogan writes that according to Rambam, there's Issa of Oyrig, of weaving. And Mishnah Berurah brings his words in Simishin Gimel Sif Cut and Pay Beis. When Bialach is Simishin Yudal, he writes that according to Rashi and Tershach and Aruch, you don't have by making rope and untying them because of Issa Kasha Mater. And if someone twines threads, and at the end of Shemim Dalad, he says Yichai because of Toiva, for spinning. And making bundles of iron threads that are tightly knotted together, so you cannot separate them only by cutting them. Shem Zaman just says that maybe that would be considered like when you're making threads of a rope, that's forbidden according to Rambam because of kosher. Tying bags or things like that with a metal thread that goes around very tight. Shem Zaman is not sure if it has a halacha like psilas chavalim, that would be forbidden because of kosher, because even this action of leaf of wrapping it is similar to kashir al-kapon when it's made to last. Because of that, he instructed that it's appropriate not to open them at Shabbos, bottles that of beverage that's on the, you have like this wrapped metal string turned around. They're just like forbidden to wrap the metal, so too you can't untie that. And it's not derech tilka because it's meant to like go back and tie it again. And that's also from Yashim. Other than Trubish, I believe he writes that even though if someone's machmer regarding this is not like a wonder, however, one should not protest regarding those who are lenient. Even if you judge this the wrapping of the metal string like shira like knotting, however, it's possible to say Chum did not make forbidden a knot that's made for a short period of time only by a regular knot, which is something that's common, which is not the case by this thread of threading of the rope that's not common. And he adds on that even if you can say according to Rambam that it is Rabban, and even if you're threading for a period of time, however, since according to many Rishayim there's no Isser by Pesilas Chavalim at all, if that's the case, you only have here a Sabbath Rabban, and there's room to be lenient regarding this, like every Sabbath Rabban, and that's as written in Shubhas Ar Letzion. As in Shubhas Ar Letzion, that's possible that you don't have by the wrapping of the metal thread to be similar to making rope wrapping it together at all, because the Ikalif of that's the wrapping of the metal string is not meant. It's meant just to close the bag, and it's not the way of kosher at all. It's just like putting a lock. That's for sure. It's permitted to put on the lock and to open and close it. And that's what the opinion of Mitzkriel is, that you could be leaning regarding this, and his reason is that just like it's permitted to open up a door and a window on Shabbos, and that's in a house, and that's not considered like bein nesaiser because it's meant for that, so it's permitted to wrap the metal string, which its form is obvious that it's meant to open and close. It's not because it's not tight very much, and it's not considered malacha kosher. However, if after wrapping the metal thread around the bag, you wrap it around many times, Shubha Shabbali be right, that there's room to be stringent, Akabam and Rabbanan, so that one does not come to do it in the forbidden way, not in the way of closing a bag. There's number 42. As Be'er Halacha said, it's not meant to last a long time. That's in Stam. But if a person wants explicitly to leave it in more than 7 days, then the Chazal hold that, then of course you would not be able to tie it.